Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the Gospel reading, Jesus tells us about a great banquet, and he doesn't tell us what the banquet's for, so you have to fill in the details a little bit. In Matthew's version of the parable, he says that it's a wedding banquet for a king's son. So we're going to assume, we may very well assume, this is a big wedding reception, all right? And that helps. We're, of course, in wedding season again, aren't we, right? Summer, this is what we have. I don't know if any of you have, you know, big weddings this year you're planning on attending. I know a few of our members that are a big one this weekend down in Florida, I think it was. My family, I have a cousin that's getting married in July. We're really looking forward to that in Southern Illinois. So I want you to kind of get in your mind again weddings, and especially what happens when you're invited to a wedding party. Okay, so if you don't have one this summer, which you may not, you just think when you have had one. Okay, the usual way with weddings is we're usually well aware of them long in advance, right? Sometimes even more than a year in advance we know about the wedding. Obviously there are exceptions, different things happen, sometimes weddings are quicker, but the general kind of rules, you know about it way ahead of time. For my cousin's wedding, for instance, we received our save the date, you know, that's the way it's done now. We received that toward the beginning of the year already, so about 6 months ahead of time we had our save the date. And of course, you know, family, how that works, we knew about it long before that too, right? So then a few weeks ago comes the invitation, which we got with, you know, RSVP, so I did that, telling them, you know, all six of us will be attending. This is how it goes, right? You know this. And all of this is for good order, right? It makes things go smoothly. It gives family, they got plenty of time to plan, plenty of time to make sure they got enough food, enough seating, make sure there's enough beer, right? All of these important little details, right? And it gives all the guests, they got plenty of time to clear their schedules. Sometimes they got to make travel arrangements, get a plane ticket maybe, buy a gift, make sure you've got something nice to wear. This is the way we do it, okay? We prepare, we plan, we invite, we RSVP, we attend, all in good order. All right, now I've set you up. Now let's say none of that happened. Let's say you wake up this summer on a nice Saturday morning and you've got no particular plans, right? Just a day to kind of bum around. So you mess around in the morning, maybe work on a few things. You have lunch. Well, then you get this urgent phone call, right? Just got done with your lunch, man. You're thinking, oh, it'd be a good day for a nap, right? And here the phone's ringing. It's a close relative of yours, a really good friend, okay? You've known her for a long, long time. And she says, hey, will you come to my wedding today? Now, everything's ready. It starts at 1 o'clock. The reception's going to be right afterwards, right in town here. Will you come? Now, you're going to think what? You're going to think, why in the world are you telling me this right now, right? It's 12:30. What's the matter with you, right? I just can't go to a wedding at the drop of a hat. I need heads up. I need some time. I need warning. I need to clear my schedule. I need time to get a gift. I need time to get dressed. Time to find the right thing to wear, right? This is crazy. Now, we think that is crazy, and we would probably tell her, you know, I'm sorry, but I don't know if I can make it. I mean, 12:30, 1 o'clock, there's no way. But now wrap your head around this, that's exactly what happens in Jesus' parable. Exactly. This is not just some made-up story, right, pulling out of thin air. Obviously, probably wouldn't ever, I mean, you wouldn't think it would ever happen nowadays, but that's exactly the parable. All the people that show up for the banquet are people that woke up in the morning without a clue about it. They weren't planning on going. They had no plans for this wedding. They hadn't bought gifts. They hadn't bought clothes. No, they didn't send an RSVP. They just came. And all the people that were invited a year ago, you know, the folks who got the save the dates, who got the invitations, who mailed back their RSVPs, who cleared the schedule, who all knew about it way in advance, these are the ones that don't come. These are the ones who start giving all the excuses why they can't be there. This is kind of weird, isn't it? It's a weird parable. Parables usually are if we look at them a little closer. Now, look at these excuses. As you can see, they're just so ridiculous, right? They're foolish. I mean, how would you feel if people told you they were going to come to your wedding and gave you these kind of excuses? You would be mad, or let's say it's your son or your daughter's wedding and you get these kind of excuses, you would not be happy about it. So first one, I just bought a field and I have to go look at it? What? You know, you'd say, we invited you months ago. Can you please maybe go look at your field tomorrow? Or you might say, if you're really mad, what kind of an idiot buys a field without looking at it first? Right? It's nonsensical. You're obviously just giving me a line. Or what about the second excuse? You bought some oxen and you have to go examine them? Compare this to something today, because I know oxen may not sink into our minds real great. Let's say the excuse is, I just bought a car and I have to go test drive it. I mean, that's how ludicrous it is. You would say, you bought a car without looking at it, without test driving it? That's silly. No one would have bought oxen without examining them. It's just pure foolishness. Okay? And the last guy's excuse, I've got a wife. So what? So do I, right? I can still go to a wedding. It's not like he just married her that day, because there's no possible way there would have been two weddings in the same town on the same day. I mean, you got to kind of see that all these excuses are absurd. They're just made up. They're worthless. The bottom line is that right now, they don't want to go to the banquet. The idea sounded good like a month ago or 2 months ago when they sent the RSVP, but right now, no. And yet all the folks that didn't weren't even planning on it, weren't even invited, they can't wait to come. See, there's a really important point here. It's not about our plans or our good intentions of coming or our friendly desires for the couple or anything like this. It's about right now. Are you going to come right now to the wedding banquet? Everything's ready. You know what? I don't care if you've been planning to come forever or if you just heard about it at 12:30. Come right now. The master of the banquet, which you well know, is God. And he has invited you to come and join in his party. And it's not just you, by the way. It's every single person everywhere in the world. This gospel invitation is for everyone. There's no certain requirements. You don't have to meet a certain guest list or be in a certain income level. You don't have to be a certain age, a certain color of skin, certain dress, nothing. The whole town is invited. And the food for this feast, oh man, the food is the very Son of God given on the cross for our sins. That food is his word, which we hear, which we read from the scriptures, which gives us faith, which forgives our sins, which gives us love for one another. The food will be right here on the altar, Christ's body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. So God is the master of this feast, inviting you every Sunday and every single day to come, right now to come, okay? He wants you to be part of this, his royal family, to eat his royal food, which is his word, every single day. Right? He wants you to ask anything you need of him in prayer every single day. He wants you to bring all your cares and concerns to him every single day so that he can answer you. He wants you to sit at his feet every Sunday morning and party and sing and eat and listen and receive full forgiveness. He wants you to come. And yet, here's where the excuses start to pile up for us. Okay? See, we don't like to admit it, but we are so often like the people who were invited way ahead of time. We have the best of intentions, the best of plans, right? We've sent our RSVP, right? Oh, yes, I think that's a fine idea to go to church Sunday morning. Yeah, I think that's a fine idea to do devotions every day, to pray every day. I think that's a fine idea to go and receive the Lord's Supper. So we send in our RSVPs. Yes, Lord, thank you for the invitation. I'll plan to be there. And then the moment of right now comes and we say, wait a minute, excuse me. I'm not ready right now. Please excuse me, Lord. I'm not ready to give up every Sunday morning. Please excuse me, Lord, but I don't have the time like I scheduled to do my devotions today. Please excuse me, Lord, but just right now I haven't had the time to really plan out when I'm going to pray. Please excuse me, Lord, but I have been working so hard all week. you know, with my sinning and whatnot, that I need a rest on Saturday or on Sunday morning. Excuse me. Please excuse me, Lord, but Sunday morning, you know, there's this sports tournament. Only comes once or twice a year. I'd hate for my kids to miss this opportunity. Just excuse me, Lord. I can't do it right now. Please excuse me, Lord, but I don't have the time right now to trust you. I'm busy figuring everything out for myself, okay? Later on, I will. See, look at all of our excuses. What are all of them? They're silly. They're just silly. Is there any good reason that we would skip out on the best party in town? I mean, for instance, it's not like we didn't know that church was going to be Sunday morning. You know, it's kind of been on Sunday morning for like forever. So it's probably in our schedules. Or, you know, it's not like we didn't know about praying and doing our devotions. Not like all of a sudden we say, oh, really? I'm supposed to do that. I mean, that kind of is the way it's been forever, right? What are these excuses? Is there any good excuse to miss out on God's party? And we seem to do this. We seem to accept that there are actually good excuses for missing it, for not praying, for not going to church and so forth, for not reading His Word. But there's just not. Let me give you exactly what I mean. There are people that simply cannot make it, and we accept that. Like, let's say you are a soldier, you're serving overseas, and you cannot obviously make it to church. You're not going to fly home just for Sunday morning. We accept it. But at the same time, that soldier knows he or she is missing out. They're missing out on the party, okay? They wish they could be at the party. We accept it, but we don't say, oh, well, that's a perfect excuse. No problem. Right? We realize you're missing something. Or somebody who's homebound, you know, they can't physically make it to church. Obviously, we all say, well, we accept that. Yeah, we can't get out. But at the same time, we understand they're missing something. They want to be here with us, receiving God's Word and receiving the Lord's Supper. So we don't just say, oh, good excuse, no problem. We say, we miss you, and they'll say, we miss being there. Okay? We realize this is the best party that everyone wants to be at. Somebody has to work Sunday morning. We say, okay, yeah, we accept that happens. But at the same time, you're missing out, and they know it. If you're not here Sunday, you're missing out. I'm really hopeful that our congregation will soon take a leap of faith and consider having the Lord's Supper every Sunday. Because I don't like people missing out, ever. We don't want it to happen where somebody finally makes it to church, they haven't been able to come for health reason or whatever for 3 weeks, and they come and we don't have the Lord's Supper. They're missing out, and we are missing out on that. The party is always right now. It's not just whatever Sundays we choose. It's right now. And this is the invitation from God right now to come to His party. Now go back to these excuses for a minute and look at the people who do come. Okay, Jesus says the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. So just start with the poor. Let's say the master invites these poor to come to the thing. And what are they going to say? Sorry, I just bought a field. I have to go look at it. See, that's the great thing. They don't have any money to buy a field. They don't even have money for food. Wait a minute, did you say free meal? Yeah, I'll be there, right? Or what about the crippled and the lame? Are they going to go out and buy oxen? No, there's no way they can work oxen. They would say, what kind of an excuse is that? No way I'm going to miss that party. Right? And the blind? Are the blind going to go examine their field and their oxen? No, they're going to say, I don't care, you know, but I know a good party, and I'll go to that. And what about us sinners? What about us blind, crippled, and poor people? Is there any good excuse right now why we wouldn't be here? I mean, what about you and I this week who maybe we've been angry at someone all week and we just couldn't forgive? Man, this is the place to be. What about you who have judged people all week because you don't like what you see in the mirror in the morning? This is the place to be right now. What about you who have lost a loved one, who are lonely? This is the party to be at. What about you blind and crippled by sin? Come to the banquet, Jesus says, right now. See, we often don't come because we plan to come later. Oh, I'll do that later. I'll deal with that sin that's destroying my soul. I'll deal with that later on. I'll make some plans about it. Or, oh, I'll repent of those grudges that I'm bearing later on, right? No, right now, Right now you're being invited, right? Oh, I'll pray to the Lord when things are quieter. No, I'll go talk to the pastor about this huge burden on my soul, maybe when I happen to run into him. No, right now. If that is you in any way, then hear Jesus right now this morning inviting you to this banquet. It's all ready. Jesus is all ready for you. This is the wonderful thing about this wedding. There's nothing to plan, okay? It's not like one of our weddings where we need a year to get everything in order. There is nothing to plan. You don't have to bring any gifts. You don't need to go check any registries, see what they want. You don't need to dress up in any way. You just come. That's success, just being here. The Lord judges success in a very different way. It's not how many fields we own or how many oxen we own or who we married. Success is just being at His party. You, friends in Christ, are a success because you are here at God's banquet. God has invited you and you came right now and you're enjoying this feast of His word and forgiveness. And there is nothing that should keep us away from Him. Even if it's 12:30 and we're not dressed and we don't have a gift, we're going to the banquet because it's here that everything wrong is made right. And it's here that we are loved and we are forgiven and we are fed and we're strengthened. No excuses. We'll be there. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus our Lord.